After 6 long and unprecedented days, Britain's airports have reopened. There remain no fly zones, but safe flight paths around lingering ash cloud will be identified on a daily basis. And the body that regulates airlines has put in place special rules.
The CAA's revised airspace guidance requires airlines first to conduct their own risk assessment and develop operational procedures to address any remaining risks. Secondly, put in place an intensive maintenance ash damage inspection before and after each flight. And thirdly, report any ash-related incidents to a reporting scheme run by the CAA.
British Airways, which called the flight ban unnecessary after staging its own test 2 days ago with Willie Walsh on board, has been losing £20 million a day and is delighted by this new development.
I don't believe it was necessary to impose a blanket ban on all UK airspace last Thursday. My personal belief is that we could have safely continued operating for a period of time. I think there were occasions when the decision to close airspace could have been justified. But as I said, you know, that's a personal view. We will sit down in due course and we'll share the data that we have, and we'll share the learnings that we have had over this period. And I'm sure there will be others who will put forward a different view to me.
Meanwhile, the Transport Secretary was keen to stress that caution is not being thrown to the wind, that constant monitoring of the ash cloud and its potential for danger will continue.
There will still be no-fly zones. The Met Office and the Civil Aviation Authority advise me that on the basis of the current presence of the ash cloud, those no-fly zones will not affect any UK airports. But day by day, announcements will be made in respect of those no-fly zones.
It was the day Britain was supposed to fly again. Better late than never. Only a lucky few, like those aboard this flight from Edinburgh to Stornoway, managed to get into the air.
Bit of a nervous flyer anyway, but it's only a 45-minute flight from here to Stornoway, so I think I should survive.
These students have flown back into Edinburgh from Iceland, and a geography field trip, as it turned out, in the shadow of an erupting volcano.
We're back in one piece. We're now going 10-hour coach journey down south to just north of London. So we're not home yet, but we're on our way.
Because we were flying 10 kilometres from the volcano in prop planes, and yet, you know, all the way back in England, people weren't even able to get from, like, across to France and things like that. It's mad.
It's clear that those in the package holiday industry would have liked action more quickly.
We would have liked governments from around Europe to have got round the table a little bit more quickly. We can certainly say that. But at the moment, we're happy that things have changed. So far, so good. We now begin the process of flying people home.
Europe's busiest airport, Heathrow, as well as those right across the UK, are back in business tonight. But safely dealing with the backlog built through 6 flightless days presents the next challenge.